I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and he will serve from to thee. From here, near the blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. From here, near the blessed Lord, to that gracious feet inside. Consecrate me not to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace in let my soul look up with a steadfast soul, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thy hand shines.
Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come another Lord today. We come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace and asking you to continue to take care of us. We know, dear Father, that we exist in a sin-sick world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. For we belong to a much higher place, and we are part of a much higher calling. We come asking you, the Father, that you will continue to let the love and bond between us and your Son, Jesus Christ, exist as long as life exists. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, stand firm on the Word of God, that we will always do the things that's right and well-pleasing in your sight. The things that will help us not hide the Word of God, but preach the Word of God so bold and so forcefully that Son of Man will come running and asking, what must I do to be saved? And as they come, let us, your children, take the time to continue to humble ourselves, to continue to teach and preach the Word of God. But above all, let our light shine so brightly that it will draw the world, and as they come, help them to come with a repentant spirit, trying their best to be saved. We realize, dear Father, we live in a sin-sick world, a world that is lost, a world that has gone astray, a world that knows not Jesus in the pardon of its sins. We are praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will make this part of our noble task to continue to preach and teach the Word of God. Preach it boldly, preach it forcefully, and preach it so the Word of God will stand supreme among all that there is on the top side of God's green earth. We're also praying, dear Father, as we preach and teach your Word, that we, your children, will learn to love and care for one another, that we will learn to hug each other, to show each other love and respect, to show each other caring, so the world will know that we're your children, and besides you, there's none other. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go through this world, that we will find the time to look after our sick, look after our shut-in, visit those who are in prison and in the hospital, Let them know that we love them. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, continue to travel through this land and country, that we will stand firm and tirelessly preach and teach the word of God so boldly that we will convert the world. We pray, dear Father, we will continue to support our radio program, for we are reaching unknown children. We pray, dear Father, that you will continue to bless and keep those children and keep them in your unchanging hand. We also come praying, dear Father, for those who have been hit by hurricanes, who have been hit by tsunamis, those who have been washed away by the wayside. We're praying, dear Father, that you will continue to keep your arm out so they can see your hand extending out to them and draw them into the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those children who are accepting your word through our preaching and teaching. We pray that we will continue to do that. For like I said, there are so many churches, 10 times as big as we are, who's not trying. But we are trying, and bless and keep us, dear Father, for our trying. We're also praying to God that as we, your children, continue to go, we ask that your ministers will continue to stand before us. Let them teach the word to us so we can take it out to this world. Let us understand that we enter this place to worship, but God, we leave here to serve. And as we serve, help us to be found faithful in your eyesight. And if we do all of these things that you have commanded of us, grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Amen.
Okay, we all saved and we love the Lord. Let's lift up our voices and sound like it, okay?
Oh, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting for the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. But from the grave he arose, with the rising triumph of his foe, he arose. Yeah.